Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
RTZ, Return to Zero. The lead singer on this song, by the way, is Brad Delp from Boston. This was his post-Boston band. A story here from the USA Today. So I think some people enjoy that random music knowledge, Sam.
I do. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Dana. I think you'd like that song. It's called All You've Got. USA Today, McDonald's is pushing back against claims in a class action lawsuit that the company misled customers.
Okay.
By advertising the McRib as a rib meat sandwich when its patty allegedly comes from other pork products.
Raise your hand if you thought the McRib was meat.
It is meat.
It is meat.
It is. What, it's even pork.
What do you think is in that?
But
I'm
the
asking.
Idea
the stuff they shovel off the floor.
Yeah. The idea that anybody bit into a McRib and thought to themselves, that does taste like short rib.
These aren't
is
ribs.
Wild.
So
I went to Gates last night, and this is nothing like that.
So the lawsuit alleges that what they do is they grab other pork products and mold it into something that looks like a rib.
It's the rest of the pig.
I don't think it looks like a rib, but go ahead. There. Yeah.
You've heard of a hot dog?
Yeah. Yeah. It's button lips.
But you know, this has a bigger, this goes to truth in advertising.
It can. It's why on all of the advertisements, when they show a hamburger, it says any restaurant, items are not actually as large as they appear on your screen. Oh, really? I thought my hamburger was going to be 56 inches wide.
I mean, how come when I go, if I were to go to Burger King, for example, I think they have some very well done cinematography in their commercials.
Yeah, very nice.
You ever watch when they zoom in on the Whopper?
Oh, the pickle is perfectly placed.
Not only that, but the tomato almost looks like it's sweating.
Yeah.
There's just little drops of water coming off
the
tomato.
You know there's photographers, that's all they do.
I know.
You know that.
You're right, Dan. It's all fake.
I just visited a country where they enforce those rules around advertising. If you buy a bag of snacks, what is on the front side of that bag is exactly what is inside that bag.
Then why is the bag only one third full?
Well, that's a different thing.
Oh, does it have a line on the bag that tells you
we could argue about that all day long. Do you know, Dan, they've looked at this in the last 20 years, the fill line, whatever you want to call it, the level of product you are getting versus the level of airspace you are getting.
Do you know why that is?
Why is that, Sam?
There's two reasons. One, chips happen to break in transfer. Mm-hmm. And so when the chips break, they then take up less room because the smaller pieces fold into one another, like folding in the cheese. And two is so that more chips don't break. It acts almost as an airbag. So as they're being shipped around,
like a soft little cushion for your chips.
The people really unloading the truck don't pick up the box and they're like, oh, these are chips. I'm going to set them over here on this nice pillow. No, they grab that Lay's box and they go fling and they throw it into the, you know, store that it's going into. And so when it lands wherever it's landing, it has that extra air in there to keep the chips from breaking.
So McDonald's says the McRib is made of seasoned boneless pork, dipped into a tangy barbecue sauce, topped with slivered onions and tangy pickles, and served on a toasted homestyle bun. But lawyers argue that a McRib is not an accurate representation of what's actually in the sandwich, according to a lawsuit filed on behalf of four plaintiffs. By the way,
the most bored Americans in the universe.
The four people who fought, the McRib is a very popular sandwich at McDonald's. I believe it's also seasonal. They don't have it all year long.
It is, yes, and it is. The line is long when it comes back.
These four people who filed this lawsuit might want to seek security representation. people are going to be.
All they have to do is name it something else, like the McPig, sort of.
The McNot Rib.
McNot Rib, right?
The Mc, what do you think it is? Do you like it? Buy it.
Right. The Mc, make it whatever you want it to be.
How bored and just full of yourself do you have to be to get annoyed that McDonald's is serving something that does look like ribs, is truly made out of pork? They're not lying about that.
Yeah.
But because they have to mold it, you know, using some machine at some factory, and by the way, you're not getting, you know, a prime cut of the pig. You're getting everything that they can't make something else out of.
You mean for $1.99, I'm not getting a prime cut?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What you are getting is tripe.
I think, good word,
Sam.
What's
tripe?
Tripe.
What it is.
Is the lining of the pig belly or any animal's belly. Very hairy.
It's tripe.
It's actually delicious in soup called menudo.
Okay. I've heard of menudo.
Menudo, that was a very popular Puerto Rican band.
Yes.
Ricky Martin was in menudo.
There are times where product lawsuits are necessary and protective of the overall public. Mm-hmm. This is not one of them.
Well, these four people think it is.
I would even say advertising lawsuits. You know, if you are dangerously advertising that something does what it does not do, I think there is a place for those lawsuits.
Could you argue that because it is called the McRib and they do mold it to try to look like short ribs, that is false advertising?
Then I would also argue that there is no ham in my hamburger, and I would like to sue everyone and retire tomorrow.
Yeah, but no one thinks there's ham in a hamburger.
I do.
No, you don't.
Sure. Right now I do. And what? I want to be paid $40 million because I've missed ham in my hamburger.
There's no dog in your hot dog.
I don't even know how they found these four people.
Dog in your hot dog.
Ain't no dog in that hot dog. I almost impaled myself yesterday and had to go to the ER, and I will tell you, this is a product warning. For real, a product warning, because it would have destroyed my hand, you guys. I got some of those lights that you put on the exterior of your house, okay? Like the little spotlighty, lighty
Christmas lights?
No, they're just more like accent lights, I think is what
they you stick in the ground or whatever?
And they come in a spike that goes into the ground.
Yes.
Well, instead of taking a mallet, which I should have done, taken the light off, malleted it into the ground, you know, maybe that's in the directions, I doubt it. There's two little tabs on either side of the very hard plastic. Think of a pogo stick. Yeah. Think of a pogo stick. I take all my weight last night, and it's kind of been dewy outside, so the grass is moist. I take both hands like a pogo stick on either side.
Oh, my God.
And I go shoving down into the earth. The left tab breaks. You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
Yeah, those tabs are used to pull the stakes out of the ground.
The sharpest shard of plastic you have ever seen in your life. I could have died. I thought I was going to die. Now, would I sue for $1 billion?
No, because you were the one who made the mistake.
But why did they put the tabs there?
To pull them out of the ground.
Exactly. By the way, there seems to be some dispute over the origin of the hamburger.
Oh, good Lord.
Was it invented in the United States, or was it invented, as many claim,
Germany.
In Hamburg, Germany? Hence the name hamburger. I'm reading it right here.
I always thought it was German in origin. Why would they call it Hamburg?
I thought
from the
so
Hamburg
too, yeah.
steak.
Well, you just said that you thought there was ham in it.
Only for the purpose of my lawsuit, Sam.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Objection!
Sustained.
I just sustained my own objection.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't know what they want. This is a class action lawsuit, which I guess if they win, technically anybody who has ever had a McRib would get some sort of money back. How you ever prove... I've never had a McRib.
No,
I have.
You're going to get 3 cents like my AT&T class action lawsuit, and there's another one I got in the mail yesterday for some health group that my information was compromised with 1 billion other people, and you have to call a number and fill this thing out.
This far into the game, though, with fast food, why are we surprised that anything that we get from a fast food restaurant isn't quite what we think it's supposed to be? I give you the tuna lawsuit with Subway a couple of years ago. You're going in and paying $4 for $5 for a foot long sandwich. You think that they're going out and getting the finest ahi tuna and slicing it freshly off the fish?
Let me ask you this, Sam. In that case, was it tuna at all, or was it tuna product?
Well, here's another argument.
What's the difference, though, with the McRib?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So it's meat product.
There is a Subway shop here in town. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to get in trouble, other than to say I love them and they are delicious.
I love Planet Sub. I shop local.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Planet Sub offers a...
Creamy club, baby!
No. It's called the Creamy Crab Sandwich.
Oh, it's so good.
And it is my favorite over at Planet Sub. I have very little doubt that the crab in my creamy crab is really imitation crab from name your local grocery store.
Most things are imitation crab.
Yeah, unless they're getting it right out of the ocean by where my parents live.
And the reason I'm pretty confident that they're offering me imitation crab in my delicious creamy crab sandwich is because it doesn't cost $30. Because if they used real crab, it would probably cost $30.
You know who we need to weigh in on this conversation is a real attorney.
Eric Zant, Platt County attorney. He'll be joining us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's no easy way out when you find yourself on the wrong side of the law in Platt County. Platt County DA Eric Zant is joining us on the KMZ hotline. Eric, when you eat a McRib, do you think you're really getting the tender rib portion of the meat, or do you think you're getting byproduct that falls on the floor?
Scott, this is not my first rodeo. We all know what the McRib is. It's a delicious sandwich, but it is not a rib.
That is a fact.
I know that you're in criminal law, not civil law, but I've always wondered when people file a class action lawsuit like this against McDonald's, and there's four plaintiffs, but it's class action nonetheless. How do you prove that you're owed money if they were to win? I don't keep my receipts every time I order a McRib.
No, and here's the thing. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it because I don't think they're going to win because we all know that's not a dang rib.
Do you remember the one, Eric, where it said, Red Bull, it will give you wings, and someone sued and said, it did not give me wings.
And they won. That's why there's a bunch of eyes and wings now.
I know.
Is that right?
Yes. It's if you look at the ads now, they've changed.
I just want to be clear. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not one of those kind of lawyers.
I'm
a prosecutor, all right?
You're here to put the bad people away. It's good to be with you. Hey, can you explain to us what the heck is going on with the headlines that everyone's been seeing about the budget, specifically for the Platt County law enforcement officers, and why everyone is so mad about it?
Yeah, Dane, I'm really happy too. It's a really sad deal. The commission's understanding of law enforcement needs, it's myopic and naive, and I don't know what other words to use. And look, I don't expect the commissioners to truly understand what makes law enforcement work. But I wish they would listen to the experts, and here I honestly think the experts are Platt County Sheriff Eric Holland and me. None of this, they keep talking about salaries. None of this is really about paying people more, although that's needed. Our officers are terribly underpaid. And remember this, the commission just got a 30% pay increase, and they're complaining about 5% pay increases for our deputies and frankly, for every other county employee. Now, look, that's a little bit typical of politicians. They're very happy to feather their own nests, but they oftentimes, sadly, don't really care about the people who do all the work. And for the record, the sheriff and my salaries are set by state statute, and unlike the other office holders, we don't vote on the county officials' salaries.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Bring it down for all of our listeners, no matter where you live right now. Why does fighting crime and putting bad people away cost not only so much money, but more and more dollars every year?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Criminals don't know jurisdictional boundaries. They don't care, usually, where they are committing crimes. And law enforcement officers for a long time have been underpaid and frankly overworked. And you and I all know they do the most dangerous work out there, except maybe for firefighters. And we've got to have boots on the ground. We've got to have boots on the ground in Platte County, and every city needs boots on the ground. And there has become a little bit of a wage war. Right now, the Platte County Sheriff's Department, we just a few years ago were paying $40,000, and then we went to $50,000, and now we've gone to $55,000. But here's the problem. Kansas City right now is at $75,000. Riverside pays more than the Platte County Sheriff's Department does. Parkville pays more than the Platte County Sheriff's Department does. And I can't tell you the number of officers I know who got their training in the Platte County Sheriff's Department and then moved to KCPD. And I don't blame a single one of those officers, because guess what? If you told me as a young man with a family that you could either drive to work in Platte City or you could go a couple of miles down the road and go to work at the North Patrol of the Kansas City Police Department and make $20,000 a year more, I know what I'd do. I'd go make $20,000 a year more.
And they have the same fight in Johnson, too. I want to be clear, Eric, because I've heard this from officers. I don't know which one is on which side, but if you look at Lenexa, Overland Park, and Olathe, they will say those salary structures are different and they're all right next to one another.
Yep. And so here's the thing. We've got to remain competitive on salaries with these other departments. The commission says, look, the sheriff's department is fully staffed. Well, that's not even true today. But I guarantee you this, if they don't do something to this budget, and they can amend it anytime, but if they don't amend it pretty quickly, I can guarantee you the sheriff's department will not be fully funded at the end of the year. And here's the problem with that. So they say, look, this is an experiment. If you lose officers, we'll fix it next year. Well, here's the problem. You can't undo a murder. You can't undo a rape, a burglary, a DWI fatality, or even a car break-in. And I would love to have those commissioners sit in a room with a victim of any of those crimes and explain to them why it wasn't important to have enough boots on the ground. Because I will tell you, crime is going to go up if we don't have enough police officers. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that, but I can show you studies if you want, and if the commission would talk to me. They won't even talk to me right now.
Eric, let me jump in for a second. This seems to have gotten, and I'm reading from the Fox 4 story here, seems to have gotten a little bit personal. You had originally endorsed the presiding commissioner in Platte County, Scott Fricker, for his reelection bid. You have since pulled that endorsement, and you said, according to a news release that was sent out, I feel like I've been scammed, and I fear the presiding commissioner Fricker is going to try to hoodwink the voters in a bid to stay in power. He argues you had plenty of time, you and the sheriff had plenty of time to come to them and argue your way about the budget, but you did not.
Yeah, well, that's just false. All right, so first off, the sheriff and I texted Scott Fricker on Saturday, 2 days before the budget was passed. And let me just read you that text exchange. I texted Scott Fricker, Scott, are you available to meet with Eric, Sheriff Eric Holland, and me about the commission's 2026 budget? And I proposed a location and a time. He responded, no, sorry, and the 2026 budget is done. I said, okay, I'll make my comments publicly Monday. I wanted to give you a chance first, but I understand you're not interested in that. He responded, I had a long conversation with Eric, meaning Eric Holland, last week, and I suspect your concerns are similar. Everyone wants more money, not just the two of you. We will spend $3 million more on building improvements than we had in ARPA funds, a big chunk of which went into your space so that you could have a professional space for your attorneys. Same thing for the sheriff's office. We're burning money faster than we're making it, and something had to be done. And that's going to be important. I'll talk about that in a second. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't ask me for money I don't have. I replied, that's fine. I'm just going to tell the public the truth about your supposed support for law enforcement. Hope you have a good weekend. He then replied, I gave you everything you asked for over the last three budgets, and because your staff didn't get bigger raises than everyone else, you're going to do this. You do what you have to do. And sadly, he put me in a position where I didn't have a choice, and the sheriff didn't have a choice. We had to do what we were going to do because he wouldn't meet with us. We wanted to avoid all of this public airing of the dirty laundry in Pot County. Look, it doesn't make anybody look good. Scott looks bad. I don't think I look great. But I will tell you this. I am not going to back down for fighting for public safety in Platte County. I've been doing this job for 23 years. And due to the lack of funding from this commission, Platte County is going to become a more dangerous place. I promise you that. It's going to be more dangerous to raise a family, to own a business, to go to work or school. And I'm not going to stand silent as this commission makes that horrible decision.
Eric, we're up against a break. Let me ask you one other thing. When an officer leaves from one jurisdiction to the other, do you guys track those numbers and why? Because I do think the public would like to know that. If you lose four, what is the average number of officers you lose in a year? And then does that tick up when the money is not where it needs to be?
So it's a really good question. I don't know the answer. I almost am certain that the sheriff knows the answer. I can ask him, come back on. He'd be happy, I'm sure, to come on your show as well. And he knows those numbers better than I know them.
Just text me. Text me when you find out, Eric, because I think we want to pass that on to our listeners. I think that's important no matter where you live. Do they track that? And if they don't, they should.
Yep. Very happy to do that. I'm almost certain he does.
Eric, I think if you had asked Mr. Fricker to meet you at McDonald's for a McRib, he might have taken you up on that offer. Location, 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 Eric.
That's right. It was the wrong place. I suggested a coffee house and not the famous McRib. Who knows? Maybe he and I can get together sometime and iron out these problems. Maybe he'll agree to fund law enforcement if I buy him a McRib. And I'm making that offer right now. Scott Fricker, let's meet at McDonald's, and I'll buy you a McRib.
Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, always appreciate your time.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. All see right. You, Dana.
Be well. Happy New Year, man. The story gets weirder by the minute. Also from Fox 4, the Lawrence Police Department is releasing more details and has identified the person who was shot and killed yesterday morning inside Lawrence City Hall.
This was the altercation.
Now, they were calling it a fatal shooting.
Altercation inside of City Hall.
Police say the person killed was 28-year-old Omar Gavilan from Buffalo, Minnesota.
Well, what's he doing here? Well,
Sam, that's the thing. Police got a call, I think, two nights prior that he needed to be removed from like an ATA.
He was at a Greyhound bus station
or something because he was acting erratic, right? Then police say they didn't hear anything. You know, they told him move it along or whatever.
Took him to the Amtrak station.
It took him to the Amtrak station. Didn't hear anything else. The Amtrak station is right down there by City Hall, correct?
It's nearby. If I'm not mistaken, the Amtrak station is just across the river in North Lawrence.
By Johnny's.
Right across the street from Johnny's.
Okay. So my guess is they dump him off at Amtrak. He hikes it back over the bridge. City Hall's right there. Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is he came in through a locked back door. Mm-hmm. It was 8 a.m. He comes in somehow through a locked, privately entered, like for staff, back door. They won't say how he did that. But once he was in, he got up to, I think, the fourth floor, smashed a window, got into an altercation with a security guard who had a concealed carry license. Security guard said, put your hands behind your back. You got to get out of here. He then starts fighting. Mm-hmm. Security guard shoots and kills him.
That is correct. Now, they won't go into any detail about whether or not Gavilan was armed. We have no idea. What ultimately brought the officer to shoot him It was an on-duty court security officer who approached him, announced his authority, asked him to put his hands behind his back. Gavilan did not comply. Here it is. Details of the fight that followed will not be released until the investigation is complete, because detectives are still interviewing those involved.
Right. He was acting erratically two nights before.
Right.
I fill in the blanks. It's terribly sad. I'm so thankful no one in the courthouse was hurt. I have a friend whose husband is a judge there, and she posted last night, we're starting to get phone calls. He's fine. Everyone is super shaken up.
Do they have the municipal court in the city hall?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. City leaders in Independence are taking additional steps to regulate marijuana consumption in Independence. While recreational marijuana use is legal in the state, the Missouri Constitution does allow cities and counties to regulate when it can be consumed in public. Independence leaders have updated laws when Missouri legalized marijuana in 2022. Has it been 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, going on.
Wow.
November, but yeah.
Yeah, so 3 years and some change.
Yeah.
Now they're considering making it illegal to consume marijuana for recreational use in any public space.
I thought that was already the law.
I don't know. Apparently, Tom Izzo blew up on one of his legendary players last night. Legendary Michigan State coach Tom Izzo is furious with a former player, and he let him know. Paul Davis, a former star center for the Spartans from 2002 to 2006, was sitting courtside at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, was ejected by his former coach.
Oh!
During Michigan State's dominant 80-51 win over USC. Paul Davis, former player from 20 years ago, was apparently thrown out for some inappropriate comments he made during the game, although Izzo stopped short of revealing what the actual comments were. Says Izzo, I love Paul Davis. I really do. He's one of my favorite guys. He's always calling and doing things, but what he said, he should never say anywhere in the world, and it ticked me off. Izzo did say that the comments were not racial in nature.
Okay.
But he was apparently yelling at a referee. Izzo, check that. The referee who heard the comment went over to Izzo. I guess Izzo didn't hear the comment initially. The ref goes over to Izzo and says, Paul Davis just said this to me.
Yeah.
Izzo runs over to where Paul Davis is seated. Obviously, it's close to the court. Throws up his hands and says, what the blank are you doing? Then he raised his other hand and pointed for Davis to leave.
Get out.
Get out.
He was probably just chirping calls that he didn't like. And yeah. It's just odd that he wouldn't say, why wouldn't you say that? Just say he was chirping the referees,
right,
and I didn't appreciate it, because when you refuse to say what it was, mm-hmm, everybody's like, did well, he yell the N-word? Like, what did he do?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
All right. Can we please talk about the dentist and his wife slain in Ohio? What happened? A couple of hours ago, they're releasing new footage. I don't want to even call it surveillance footage of a suspect. We don't even know who this person is, but they've released someone walking near the home because everyone has a Ring doorbell, and they're saying, who is this person? Your dateline is Columbus, Ohio. Authorities have released security footage of a person of interest in the killing of an Ohio couple who were found shot to death in their home last week. Police found 37-year-old Dr. Spencer Tepe, a beloved local dentist, and his wife, Monique, with gunshot wounds on the second floor of their home. Their children were in the home, unharmed, Scott, and unaware. Family Today said the children have no idea what's going on. I think they're like 1 and 4.
But they were shot. How did the kids
One and four. Right. Detectives believe the couple was shot sometime between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. on the day they were found. He was so punctual, Scott, that it would be kind of like you or I or Sam. He doesn't show up for work. The fellow dentist that owns the practice where he works knew immediately something is off. He just does. There's no way he just doesn't come to work.
Mm-hmm.
He calls his wife. Wife is not answering the phone. Right. And then it gets to be what? 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Police go over, friends go over and find them both dead in the house.
Well, the security video picture, though, shows somebody walking down an alleyway. It's lightly snow covered. He's wearing what looks like to be maybe blue jeans, some black shoes, and a hooded coat. But the picture comes from the back side of this person.
It's kind of like in that other case with we were looking for the dumpy guy in the shooting, the mass shooting. You really couldn't tell at all who he was other than he was a dumpy guy. Listen to the back and forth with the 911 dispatcher. And I'm not blaming the dispatcher at all, but I think it leads to a broader discussion here. The dentist calls and says, police need to go to this house. He's not answering. His wife is not answering. Something is wrong. The dispatcher replied, sometimes people don't show up to work, which you know how many calls they get, Scott.
Sure.
You know, can't get my turkey out of the oven, or they messed up my order at Taco Bell. Dispatcher says, look, like, what do you want us to do? This is the reply. I don't know how else to say this. We are very, very concerned. This is that out of character. Mm. Someone else then called to request a wellness check. And then there's a new call within minutes from somebody looking in the window that says, oh my God, there's a body. Oh my God. That's all they know. That's it.
It's not like they have a lot to go on.
I don't think they have anything to go on.
Well, they're going to need to get somebody else's Ring doorbell camera from a different angle because they got nothing. How many people have hooded jackets? How many people own blue jeans?
Well, is it possible that that's just someone walking from point A to point B?
It's possible.
It's not illegal
between
to
two
walk.
And five, between two,
it's in a not nice illegal.
I understand.
I know.
But in nice neighborhoods, people usually stay off the streets between 2 and 5 in the morning. And I'm assuming that a dentist, as successful and popular as him, probably lives in a rather nice neighborhood. If I saw somebody walking down the street in my neighborhood at 4 in the morning, I would be suspicious. Very suspicious.
It's just, you know, no known enemies. You know that they're looking into someone have gambling debt. Does someone...
Was there an affair?
Was there an affair? Did someone owe someone money? There's nothing with this one. By all accounts, loving couple, wonderful mother and father, stable as the day is long.
Clearly, this person in the picture is a man, just based on body size. But usually in an affair-like situation, not that I would know, I've never killed anybody, they would normally not kill, because this is a man, probably wouldn't have killed the wife, don't you think?
I don't know.
Would have just killed him.
Yeah, the affair partner.
Have you looked, Sam, at the shadowy figure?
I have not, no.
Okay, if you took...
It shows nothing.
A black Sharpie and colored in sort of the physique of what a man might look like from far away. I mean, there's literally nothing to go on here.
913-58.
Literally not. Yeah. Walking by some trash cans.
Yep. That's it.
And walking down the street is not a crime.
No. Well, yeah. How do they know that he was even involved? It's similar. Dana, you had mentioned the Brown University shooting. That they had no idea whether or not that guy was involved.
If they had listened to the janitor, they would have known.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
CBS News, the average price of gasoline around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon man, where it's way cheaper here. It's like $2.35 when I was driving in this morning.
I paid $2.13 driving back from Columbia after Christmas.
Wow.
I haven't podcasted in 3 years.
Well, that's true. That would be the lowest level, by the way, since 2020. At the end of 2025, average U.S. prices at the pump had dipped below $3, with Gas Buddy citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, I have no idea what that means, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind the decline.
I have something to tell you, Sam, real quick.
Well, wait, what were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, don't you have to pay to use public superchargers?
We have our own charger.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our own charger at home.
Because my brother-in-law has a Chevy electric vehicle, whatever right. it is, and they took it all the way to Colorado for a road trip because they thought it was going to be cheaper, and they spent more at the superchargers than they would have.
Yeah.
My sister, to rub it in his face, calculated it and was like, we would have saved like $300 if we had just bought gas.
Yeah. It's better that you have your own charger, and if you're going on really long distances, which we don't do very often, yeah. I have been to Quick Trip more in the last year.
What?
Without a need for gasoline
yeah.
at all, because I stop there on the way in for like a big iced tea or their new coffee bar, which I have to say, and this is not an advertisement, their coffee bar is outstanding.
It's new.
Have you seen it, Scott? It's like
I have a Keurig.
No, picture beer things that you pull down.
What
do you call those? You can put mocha in it. You can put caramel in it. Whatever you want. And dare I say, it's my happy place. I go in quite frequently now.
Does it come out hot or only cold?
Either way you want. Oh. Remember that time you asked me to get you iced coffee?
Okay, so
they have a hot side and a cold side.
Sam, have you ever heard the iced coffee story from Panera?
I needed Quick Trip.
Hang on.
I believe it, I have, and I can ruin it for you, or you can tell it.
So this was years ago, and Dana was being so sweet. And she said, hey, because we have a Panera literally in the backyard of the radio station. Dan, have you not heard this story? You'll love it. Get in here. So Dana, we're out in the newsroom, and Dana's like, hey, I have not eaten all day. I'm going to run over to Panera and get something. Would you like anything? And I'm like, ooh. And I said, would you get me an iced coffee, please? I love the Panera iced coffee. And she goes over there and gets whatever she got, you know, broccoli cheddar soup and a baguette or whatever. And comes back to the radio station. I'm sitting at my cubicle out in the newsroom, and she puts the coffee down on the desk. She's so very proud. And I said, thank you. Do I owe you anything? She goes, absolutely not. And I look over and I take a sip, and I'm drinking watered down warm coffee. And I said, this is not the iced coffee. She says, yes, it is. I got coffee and I put ice in it.
Oh my.
In fairness, as I did I thought, well, this isn't going to work. You know,
first time ever hearing of iced coffee?
I filled the coffee about yay high, and then I put it under the ice machine where the sodas are. I thought, I guess this is what he wants.
Nope.
I did not realize that way over to the right in a different area.
In a little dispensable jug.
Which is not clearly marked.
Yes, it is.
Cold coffee ready to go.
What is up with you and trying to blame Panera for poorly marking things? I mean, for a year and a half, we heard nothing about their carbonated,
Sam.
Caffeinated teas that were not properly marked.
I'm sorry, people were dropping dead of a heart attack. I was
one
trying to educate
died.
Our listeners. No, it's more like there were some heart murmurs and flutters and problems. And by the way, they don't even sell it anymore.
Could just go to the counter and say, can I get an iced coffee, please?
Well, they give you the cup, and then you have to go fill it up.
And then they give you instructions.
I did. They gave me the cup, and then I wandered over there and thought, well, there's the coffee. There's the ice.
But the iced coffee jug is clearly marked iced coffee.
Yes.
You got iced coffee.
No,
it was coffee with ice in it.
The ice was gone by the time I got it.
I thought, God, I'm going to have to hurry over there.
Don't have time to waste.
Go.
Out of the way.
Just stick it in the freezer. It'll cool off.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.